Unit 10, A Natural Design. The classic image of a robot looks like a human. The robot has a head, arms, and legs. In reality, such a robot easily falls over. It is not well suited to move in or through certain places. For this reason, scientists have explored shaping robots in other ways. Some scientists are exploring robots in the shapes of animals or bugs. Today, there are working models of snake bots, bug bots, and lizard bots. Nature has inspired scientists and engineers to make more than just robots. All kinds of things, from clothes to cars, have been modified based on designs that can be found in nature. This field of research is generally called bionics. It is the application of natural designs and natural systems to modern technology. Bionics in car designs has led to the development of more efficient cars. Engineers at Mercedes-Benz studied the shape of the boxfish to design a new car. In nature, the boxfish may look strange, but it moves incredibly fast through the water. By shaping a car's body like the boxfish, engineers created a car that can go as far as 28 kilometers on 1 liter of gas. That is because air moves easily around and past the car, just like water moves around and past the boxfish. Medical researchers used bionic designs to make a new kind of needle. Doctors can use this needle to give shots that are much less painful than normal needles. Where did this wonderful new design come from? The needle is shaped like the proboscis of a mosquito. When a mosquito bites a person, it doesn't hurt right away. This is because of the shape of the mosquito's proboscis. It only hurts after a chemical in the mosquito's saliva reacts with a person's body. Since the new needle used by doctors doesn't have mosquito saliva on it, it doesn't hurt during or after the shot.